Good day, Australia. This is Paige Estrotori for Financial Services Online, here to wrap up your daily industry updates for Saturday, the 22nd of February, 2025. A significant financial strategy was ushered in by Telstra, boosting their dividends and announcing a $750 million share buyback. This follows a strong first half, resulting in a 7.1% profit increase. The telecom giant has also gained 119,000 new mobile customers, pushing their revenue up by 1.5% to $11.6 billion and their EBITDA up by 6% to $4.2 billion. CEO Vicky Brady underlined cost control and capital management as key to their success. In addition to raising their interim dividend by 5.6%, Telstra plans to buy back shares starting from the 12th of March and also invest $800 million with Ericsson to further enhance their mobile network. On the property front, Victoria has seen a significant migration of property investors due to increased land tax rates. While this might seem alarming, it has actually created opportunities for first-time home buyers. With Melbourne's dwelling values decreasing by 3% year-on-year, homeownership is becoming more affordable in Victoria, which leads the country in first-time home buyers. Even though we saw a drop of nearly 25,000 rental properties statewide last year, the shift aligns with strategic aims to boost homeownership, keeping the market in equilibrium. In superannuation news, the start of 2025 has seen robust Superfund performance, with January's median growth fund rising by 2.2%. This has been driven by strong domestic and global shares, particularly in Europe. Despite tech challenges in the US, developed international shares returned 3.4% after currency adjustment, and Australian shares surged by 4.5%. This great start signals a reassuring trend of strength and resilience for investors. Finally, softer job growth numbers may provide comfort for Australia's central bank, alleviating inflation worries. Though wage growth has slowed and unemployment is expected to slightly rise, the labor market remains tight. With wage growth dropping to 3.2%, we could potentially see future rate reductions. However, there's concern over low productivity growth, which, if left unchecked, could drive inflation. Experts are emphasizing the need for productivity enhancements and reforms across sectors. That's all from me today. Keep up to speed on all things insurance, finance, superannuation, and money management by visiting our website at financialservicesonline.com.au. I'm Paige Estrotori, and we'll bring you another wrap-up soon. Stay informed, Australia.